Sunday, the 20th of October, 1996. Day 6. 17:20. I have 10 minutes till my bus to Chiang Mai. I've been in Bangkok less than a week and I'm starting to get a feel for the place. I still have my guard up a little. If there's one thing I have learned about this place, it's that anything can happen. Anyone can be anyone, and it's good practice to expect the unexpected. Today has been a mix of laid back and a little crazy. I vegged for most of the morning, sitting downstairs in the guest house vegetating and occasionally looking up from my book to people watch. You can tell who, like me, is fresh into the country, big packs and pale, eyes wide and looking for someone to tell them what to do. Although I feel I may have passed that stage. At the very least, I'm less pale. Then there are the people passing through, to the islands or up north, tanned and a little hippified. If they're fresh in from India or Nepal, they have big printed cotton bags slung over their shoulder and wrists full of friendship bracelets. Outside of the travellers coming and going are the staff delivering drinks and one other, an anomaly, a middle-aged American guy who has styled himself on Magnum PI, perhaps. No tash, but shorts, sandals and a Hawaiian shirt. He looks confident, like he either lives here or has been here forever. We exchanged words earlier, but he gave up little about himself. He did, however, manage to get loads from me, till I suddenly stopped talking, wondering how he'd managed to extract my life story while keeping himself to himself. I mentioned him to Chris, and he thinks he must be a drug trafficker. No real reason other than he doesn't quite fit in. In the afternoon, I decided to see if I could fix the crick in my neck with a massage. On the way to the parlour, I saw three ladies squeezed into the back seat of a tuk-tuk flying down the road. All three had huge buddhas on their laps. A bit over the top, I thought. Besides, you need more than a big buddha to protect you from Bangkok driving. More like all-round airbags and a roll cage. I feel I've just got my head around the seemingly lawless Bangkok traffic, but there are other things I need to get used to. Over the other side of the monastery from where I was staying, I saw a group of young kids. They were just stood on the corner, arms limp by their sides, holding what looked like heavy handguns. I gave them a wide berth, just in case. No idea what I was thinking. They were probably between 6 and 8 years old, but no sooner had I passed them than one let out a scream, and they all split up, firing what I could now see were extremely realistic-looking toy guns. They went pat, 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 rather than the loud crack or bang that you'd expect. I now know they also have different toy manufacturing laws here, at least compared to what we have back home. Anyway, the massage was out of this world. I was pummeled, poked, prodded and manipulated. I went in with a dodgy spasm in my neck and left with a completely supple, rejuvenated body. Magical. This is a skill I need to learn. After a quick plate of pad thai with Chris, I had a shower and met him at the bus stop. I'm off north and Chris is off south. The American guy, who we think might be a drug smuggler, is asking me more questions about where I'm going. He almost popped back to get a letter he'd like hand-delivered up north. Slightly suspect. I'm not stupid enough to carry unknown things around this country, and I think he can see that. 17:30.